Chapter 3, Education. Interpretation Case Study. Passage 1.
解决大学毕业生就业问题。为解决大学毕业生就业问题，中国政府实施了促进高校毕业生就业的若干措施，主要有坚持市场导向、政府调控、学校推荐、学生与用人单位双向选择的改革方向，鼓励高校毕业生到基层和艰苦地区工作，充实城市社区和农村乡镇单位，鼓励各类企事业单位，特别是中小企业和民营企事业单位聘用高校毕业生，鼓励高校毕业生自主创业和灵活就业，为他们提供税收优惠、小额贷款和创业培训，建立健全高校毕业生就业服务信息网络，做好就业指导和就业服务工作。
Passage 2
Television Address of Blair, read by Mark. How well our children do at school is vital, of course, to the youngsters themselves and their families. A good start at school, a good education, makes a huge difference to children's chances in later life. But the quality of education our children receive also matters to the country as a whole, because our future economic success and prosperity depends on it.In this new century, more than ever before, the raw material that counts is the talent and skills of our people. So to succeed, we need to make sure that everyone gets the chance to make the most of that potential. It's for these reasons that we made education our number one priority, and we have backed that pledge with sustained investment. It is investment which can only be afforded now and in future years,because of the tough decisions taken to bring long-term stability to our economy. The importance of education to our children and our country is why I was so pleased this week to hear of the steady progress taking place in our secondary schools.